Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, is this on TikTok or somewhere?
Yes.
There's a thing that I saw and I had to bring it to everybody's, because it's a huge trigger for T-Hack and I. And I just found out that the ladies in the room have done it to their men. And it's...
Well...
Not your current man. Erin's doing it to her current man.
When... I don't like to, but I will. For the good of the public.
Hold on, everyone, just leave it there and let everybody... Text in what you think we're talking about to 303-222-5423. T-Hack and I don't like it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Don't like doing it.
Don't like it when it's done to us. We don't like it when this is done to us. Thing. Erica has done it, but not with her current man.
Very personal.
Erica or Erin. Erin doesn't like to do it, but she does do it.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. Let's just, let's wait a minute while we see what people think it is.
Guys, I really have to pee.
You can go. We'll just wait.
No, that's okay. I'll wait till we're done here.
Okay. We'll read those texts privately later. It's when we're somewhere and we're having fun, or maybe we're just talking. Maybe
Sometimes it's not always having fun.
But like you're at a restaurant and it's like, it's oftentimes it's like, you know, it's like a table of eight and it's like, Hack, I heard the show the other day. You were doing a thing. That was so funny. Mm-hmm. Like you have those puns, like whatever. Mm-hmm. And then your sig other nudges you and is like, hey, shh, you're being loud.
Yeah. Sometimes you are though. And I'm not.
You're being a but I'm not pointing it out.
I'm not saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying that sometimes I think that men in particular and some women, and I'm probably guilty of this, are louder than they realize they're being, and the people around them are like, we can hear you.
I can hear you. It happens in our home a lot. I get it.
It pulls.
Kills my spirit.
I'm not being dramatic. You don't understand, especially if you're just a person who sometimes is boisterous or whatever. It is like saying you're fat.
It's not.
Yes, you don't get to tell me how it feels.
But
I'm telling you, that's what it feels like. It's like you're telling me that there's a thing about me that everyone's talking about, and you're the one trying to help me out. And it's like,
it's a gut punch. It just like makes the mood go away.
You think
I get
you're
that.
Killing it right now.
You're not.
But it's not about killing it.
It doesn't matter. But you understand how that feels?
Well, how come I've never really been stopped by a partner and told to shut up?
Because maybe they don't want to suck the joy out of your life. The thing about it is, Erica.
Would that go over well if they had tried it?
I would probably apologize for being so loud.
Here's the thing. And I don't. It's hard for me to say this right now because now Erin has said she does this with her current man and I don't want to walk on eggshells about this, but it's like, you have said your guy's got some hearing loss, so maybe that's why.
He's a drummer.
Okay.
So he, literally has it.
Like, I have some hearing loss.
And then my mom, she also has hearing aids. So like, I would say that I am more aware of volumes in rooms.
Because of that.
Yes.
Okay.
But I feel like if you really cared for that person, you wouldn't do that. Especially when it seems like they're happy.
But there's also like, I don't want you to look stupid because you're also being so loud.
And respect for the people around you who maybe aren't at your table. That's what I'm referencing. I was on a date with my an ex. And I mean, he was talking so loudly. I could see the girls behind him looking at me, checking like, what's going on there? And I'm like, he's not yelling at me. He's just really annoying.
But
I also hate him now. So.
But if Dane were being kind of loud, you wouldn't like the room disappears. Do you know what I mean?
It's Dane?
Yeah, because you love him so much.
Dane has a thing that
the dumb sunglasses?
Yes. Dane has a mode that is like Saturday Dane.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and it's not always on Saturdays. It's just, it's that the weather's nice and everyone's in a good mood and he's just ready to go and he wants to go for a walk and then maybe get a beer, whatever. And he's in such a good mood. Sometimes he's pretty loud. And if it's too early in the morning, I have to ask him, like, can you give me a minute to warm up? And I think it's similar.
It's not, though. It's not, because you know what you said? Can you give me a minute?
Mm.
But the second you go, you're loud, or worse, I'm right here.
I've potentially asked him to turn it down.
Ooh.
What is the correct thing to say?
I don't know, Aaron, but I know what the wrong thing is.
Just let them be. Erica said earlier this week, we were talking about the lady in red and the, like, you said, don't tell women to not be bold. Or was something like that. And here we are.
Are you being bold or are you being loud?
I'm living life. I'm allowed to be loud.
Yes.
Like, why can I not be loud?
Yes.
Like, and who gets to decide? Why do you get to decide that I need to stop?
It's just the venue. Would you go yell in a church? Well, I not a song, would. Just like not.
I just.
It's so tough because I don't have the right answer to this.
The manager could come over and say, you guys are being loud.
Yeah, and I'd
like
probably
he's in
be
charge of the restaurant.
That's embarrassing for your significant other.
Why would.
I
to
know.
Say that I could be embarrassed by my wife, I cannot imagine.
He's getting the.
He can't because she's perfect.
But you guys have to.
I would never tell her to stop. I would never tell her to be quiet. I would. I just wouldn't.
I just wouldn't. Hmm. And it's like, I just wish you guys understood. That's why I said the fat thing, because I think you don't understand sometimes if you have kind of a bull. If your man is kind of coming out of his shell a little bit.
Saturday mode.
If they're in Saturday mode, find. I hate people like me who's about to do what I'm going to do, to say that what you're doing is wrong, but not tell you the right thing. I hate that, because it's like, I think that's unfair. Do something different, but I can't tell you what it is. But don't do that, because you look at his face. He is when she does it.
Okay. He shifted face. I can't.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.